The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are heading for trouble, but then we're going to steer you clear of it because our wingman is David Trainer, and he has his eyes on the horizon for things that are dangerous. And what makes a stock dangerous? Well, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do it by digging in at the footnotes level, doing forensic accounting to bringing forensic accounting to the process to determine where things are misleading. So the result is that sometimes from the top down, you look at something and it looks great. And David comes to a different conclusion.
I'm not as attractive as I think I am.
It is possible, and in fact, it's possibly downright dangerous. That's what they do there. If you want to learn more about the process, newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Hertz Global Holdings. Baby, you
can drive my car. Okay, wait. That's their theme song. Our theme song.
Danger, danger.
Yeah, so it's Hertz Global Holdings, HTZ, the rental car company that operates Hertz and Dollar and Thrifty and I think one or two others. What's the problem here?
The stock has been hyped up, going up a lot, as are the non-GAAP performance metrics like non-GAAP EBITDA, while cash flows are falling. Most recently, the company's net operating profit after tax has not been enough to cover its interest expense. So it's hugely levered company, and the cash flows really just aren't enough. So they're potentially in this death spiral. They got to continue to borrow money to pay off the debt. They got $16.1 billion of net debt. That's 84% of the enterprise value of the business, and they don't have the cash flow to cover it anymore. Now, what makes this company a little bit confusing is that its reported accounting earnings are so messed up by restatements, one-time charges, write-downs, unusual tax activity, that they've convinced people that, well, you can't look at those numbers. So they tell them to look at the non-GAAP numbers, which, as we've talked about many times on this show, are, of course, much, much worse. And we see executives getting paid big money despite running the business into the ground. So you've got the real problem, the agency issue, where you've got people who are making money, even if the business is suffering. Meanwhile, the stock price has had a big run because we're guessing because maybe Carl Icahn's in it. Maybe people hope that Icahn's going to buy it out at $20, even though he passed on buying out or taking it private at $9. So, we think there's nothing really but bad news left here. We're not sure how much longer they can keep up the charade. Recently, their auditor raised a red flag and had a poor opinion of the company's internal controls for accounting, and this was documented in their one of their latest filings. So anyway, we're just not seeing anywhere for this stock to go but down, and we think there's an earnings miss, or maybe Icahn pulls out. I can't think of anything good that's going to happen here, Chuck. And we try to think about what is it that's going to blow this up, even if we're right about the numbers, and we're always right about the numbers. The stocks can still go up. They can still manufacture some news or events to keep things going. And we really don't see anything here.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. The problem becomes that it's who are you going to believe? Are they going to believe the numbers? Are they going to believe the analyst who's looking at the numbers?
Let's play the who would you believe game.
We're playing the who would you believe game. And at some point, you get down to this.
Who would you believe, huh? Who would you believe? Who would you believe? Who would you believe? Who?
And eventually, when they come across to your side, that's when you get there. But when that happens, when we get to the spot where whatever catalyst is kicks in, what do you think is a fair value on this stock? It's currently trading in the low $20 range, but what's a fair price?
We've seen profits significantly declining. The current stock price implies that it's going to boost its margins to the same level as Avis, which is about over three times higher than their current margin, right? So triple the margin and grow profits at 11% compounded annually for almost 15 years. That's what the current stock price is saying. So clearly the turnaround story is fully baked in, right? So even if you want to say, yeah, David, it's doing bad, we know that, but we think it's going to turn around. No, that's already all baked in, more than is probably likely, considering they've seen zero growth and declining revenues. Anyway, you get the idea. If you just cut that, even if they triple margins and they just, instead of growing for 14 years, they do it for 10, the stock's only worth $5.
Wow.
So because there's so much debt here, fairly small changes in future cash flows can have big impacts on the valuation because there's just so much debt to cover. And that's why I look, equity investors in a bad spot right here. You're think about pushing a rock up the hill. This is pushing a boulder up a mountain.
And that's why Hertz, ticker symbol HTZ, Hertz Global Holdings is in the danger zone. Currently trading in the 20s. David just made for it to be trading in the 5s. Yeah. And if you want to learn more about the cases that they talk about here in the danger zone, well, New Constructs blogs about their picks. So go to newconstructs.com and follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Well, we are heading down the home stretch here on the Monday, March the 12th edition of Money Life, but that home stretch means we got a little bit more running to do, so stick with us. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.